Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. The Ontario Sire Stakes program received another feather in its cap with the announcement that Shadow Play is going to stand at Winback's Canadian operation here in Ontario. We're going to talk to the man who helped put it all together on this edition of Trot Radio. Joe Thompson on the other end of my line, a very happy guy as he announced just recently the move of Shadow Play, Little Brown Jug winner, among other titles, to Ontario to stand at stud. Joe, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you.
Your reason for taking Shadow Play up to Ontario, much the same as the connections of another famous individual, namely Dewey Cheatham and Hal. You want to talk about that?
We started our Winback operation, number of years ago, and I think we've got a really good lineup up there. And getting Shadow Play, I thought it was just it's a real improvement to what we've got, mm-hmm. and he'll help out the roster that we've got there. And he won the jug. He's just a terrific horse, and we've got some good partners there. In fact, I think he broke the record at the Adios and the Elimination, and then he won the Little Brown Jug, which is really something.
Yeah.
Heat and the final. So, he's got a record of 147-4.
That's a good addition to your lineup, as you said. Do you see this as a trend now where a lot of operations are moving their stallions to Ontario because of the richness of the Sire Stakes program?
I think you got to go where the opportunity is, and I think it's, that's why we're up there. We're up there because we breed horses, and the reason we breed horses is we want people to buy them, and if the people who buy the horses don't have an opportunity to race for a decent amount of money and perhaps win their money back, then, then it truly is a hobby rather than a business. And I see, Canada's just always been, a great opportunity for Winback, and mm-hmm. I can't see why it wouldn't be for others as well. But Alan Lovett has been up there for a while. Kentuckiana's been up there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first foray into anything with Blue Chip Farms, and I think Tom Grossman, Mike Kimmelman, they're great guys, and we're looking forward to doing business with them. We actually have been selling horses to Dr. Ian Moore. In fact, he bought a horse from us this year, and Ron McClellan, he's always coming around. So, those are nice people to be in business with, and certainly Serge is. He's a terrific guy. He's been around for a while. Super is a hero in Canada. So, it's a nice lineup, and they're nice people to be partners with.
You are pretty high on Ontario Stallions. I understand that you're going to be having a lot of their foals at the Harrisburg sales.
We sell at Harrisburg, and we sell in Lexington, and we sell in both the Canadian sales. So, sure, we have a great lineup. We have, we got Armbro Deuce up there, who's Western Ideal, that's a nice touch, and Michelle Fantasy, he's out of Michelle Fantasy, which was a great mare. We got Badlands Hanover, who, he just about, I think he won almost everything as far as championships and the Delaware Sire Stakes and so forth. He's a Western Hanover colt, and has one of the fastest two-year-old records ever.
I want to ask you, with the new mayor residency rules in Ontario, how many mares are you planning on bringing up to your Canadian Winback operation to breed?
I don't know that we will participate in it as to the extent that that probably we should. But we've got a farm where we raise most of our yearlings in Maryland, and we'll probably stay with that for a while because our operation in Canada is just not large enough to accommodate a great many mares.
Okay, well, if they're still carrying the label of being bred to an Ontario stallion, that bodes well for those of us on this side of the border.
No, that's right. That's right.
Now, did Winback purchase 20% of Shadow Play, or did you yourself, Joe?
Well, that's going to be Winback, but, we're not sure exactly how much we're going to take yet, but we will take a big interest in him, or an interest in him, and because we have a lot of mares that we breed, and, he's going to be a big help to our breeding program.
Certainly will, and we wish you the best of luck with your upcoming breeding season, and certainly we know that Shadow Play will be a very popular fixture on the breeding scene. His fee is going to be?
His fee is going to be, I think it's going to be $5,000 Canadian.
That is very reasonable.
It is a terrific bargain, and I think we already have 45 or 50 mares already booked to him. And so I understand we had five or six more come in last night. And so moving to Canada, it's going to go very quickly for us, I think.
All the best, Joe.
Thank you very much, Norm. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.